Thus, the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. The UK is to build at least six weapons and explosive factories at a cost of around £1.6 billion. The Defence Secretary says they're part of the Strategic Defence Review. The plans will be announced this coming Monday. US President Donald Trump's special envoy to the Middle East has condemned a response from Hamas to his proposals for a ceasefire in Gaza. Steve Witkoff says the amendments it's put forward, including a complete withdrawal by Israel from the territory, are totally unacceptable. Yotam Cohen's brother Nimrod is a captive soldier and he's keen for a resolution.
We are left with no other option but to turn to the United States special envoy. Please, Mr. Witkoff, if the hostage deal outline is accepted, place a comprehensive deal on the table immediately.
From today, the sale of single-use vapes is now banned across the UK. They've been outlawed over concerns about their effect on the environment and also the growing number of children who are using the devices. Three people are still being questioned on suspicion of arson after a fire at a shopping complex in Northampton. Emergency workers were sent to a branch of Dunelm on the St James's retail park in the town on Saturday afternoon. And in football, French side Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League final. They beat Italian side Inter Milan 5-0 at the Allianz Arena in Munich on Saturday night. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you to start your Sunday, whether there's a busy day ahead or you're tucked up in bed and that's where you're staying. There's music to get you going.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Just lovely. Beauty and the Beast by Alan Menken, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Sally Herbert. And Miriam Stockley and Mary Carew in the London Philharmonic Orchestra, Carl Jenkins conducting his own work, Adiemus, got us started. Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you to start the day with another selection from our album of the week, Mendelssohn to come, and a serenade by Elgar. Two. Beauty and the Beast is a particular favourite in our house with my two daughters, and I think the sort of thing that dads do. I have quite an interest in the origins of things, so I like to sort of bore them by talking about where these stories come from and how stories are reinterpreted for operas and ballets and films and books and all sorts. And of course, an old French folk tale, Beauty and the Beast, but inspired by so many stories of the past. And I like to think that Vaughan Williams was equally a bit of a nag on his family and friends. He was a folk song collector, you may know, and this particular work, Dives and Lazarus, he found or heard in Horsham, in the village of Kingsfold, and there it got the hymn name Kingsfold. And he said about it, he had a sense of recognition when he heard it. Here's something which I've known all my life, only I didn't know it. Well, this is his five variants of Dives and Lazarus. Thank you. Five variants of Dives and Lazarus by Vaughan Williams. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, Andrew Mounce, conducting on Classic FM. Another English composer next, who was, like Vaughan Williams, a student of Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music. This is Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
We made it a trio of English composers with a serenade there by Elgar, Charlie CM and Andrei Korobyennikov were performing. Before that, a composer that Elgar described as far and away the cleverest fellow going amongst the younger men. That was Samuel Coleridge Taylor, and the introduction to his African suite by the Chinookay Orchestra, Kevin John Edosay was conducting. The final selection next from our album of the week, brand new album by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, released only a week or so ago, including Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, the Scottish Symphony, also a number of piano miniatures, and this is A Song Without Words.
Thank you.
One of Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words. You could hear it orchestrated, played by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Lahav Shani was conducting on Classic FM, our album of the week, and a brand new album of the week with Alid Jones tomorrow from 10, featuring the clarinetist Andres Ottensamer with piano accompaniment, music by Satie and Brahms and Rachmaninoff. Schumann 2 looks like a really lovely set of recordings. That new album of the week with Alid Jones, who's sitting in for Alexander Armstrong all next week from 10 every weekday. And Alid will be with you from 10 this morning, as he is every Saturday and Sunday. Welcome to you, wherever you are, whatever you're up to. I'm Sam Pittis. Much could be said about Elgar and Mendelssohn's views of Wagner, but let's go back to Vaughan Williams. We spoke earlier about him being a folk song collector, and that sense when he heard the folk song Dives and Lazarus, that it was something he'd known before. And he said, I felt like this when I later heard Wagner. I immediately recognised things which had always been part of my unconscious self. The tinder was there. It only wanted the spark to set it ablaze. Well, we set the morning ablaze with the music of Wagner in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
To mix a perfect mojito this summer, all you need is some ice, some rum, and then top up with zesty, refreshing Fever Tree Mojito Mixer. Finish with a splash of sunshine and some good friends and enjoy. Mmm, maybe you don't need the sunshine. Fever Tree Mojito Mixer. Mix with the best. Please enjoy responsibly.
The delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatized by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The music of Chopin, a waltz in C-sharp minor performed by Maurizio Pollini, and Ellen Manahan Thomas and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment with Harry Christophers conducting, performed Ombre My Fou by Handel. Now, settle in for one of the great overtures by Wagner. This is the music to Tannhäuser.
Thank you.
And that's just the overture to Tannhäuser by Wagner, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Claudio Abbado conducting, our Dawn Chorus to come, and a great friend of Vaughan Williams and fellow folk song collector, George Butterworth, takes us to the banks of Green Willow in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by Mastercard International.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. Disposable vapes are banned in the UK from today. Businesses can no longer sell or supply most single-use items. Ministers hope it'll end a rise in the devices being used on places such as school playgrounds. These children in Liverpool say it's a big problem.
I know people who do it who are like in year five. I feel like some of them just like get addicted to it.
You'll find another way to get them.
If they're addicted, you'll obviously find another way to get them.
At least six weapons and explosive factories are to be built in the UK. It's as part of the government's strategic defence review. The plan's designed to create a regular supply of ammunition for the country's armed forces. Full details will be given on Monday. The Conservatives have called for some prison officers to be given access to firearms. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick says high-collar stab vests should also be given to frontline staff immediately. Tom Wheatley is a former governor at HMP Long Larton.
The particular nature of some of these events is particularly concerning, but this comes against the backdrop of rising violence in prisons for some years.
At least seven people are known to have...